Yashai, his little son Nimai, he made a good observation, and he said that Yamaraj was cursed, and he appeared as Vidura, and was living in Hastinapur. But at the same time, when Yudhisthira Maharaj and the Pandavas were in exile and they were in Dharmakund, then he appeared there as a yaksha. So his question is, does Yamaraj have many forms? And how is it that he also appeared simultaneously as Vidura and so on? So that's a good catch. Actually, there's another one, which is that if we consider well, then we'll remember that Vidura is a generation older than the Pandavas. So when he was living in Hastinapur, it was at that time that Kunti Devi was with Pandu out in the forest, and she called upon the demigods to beget children. And of course Yudhisthira Maharaj was the eldest, so Yamaraj was the first. The implication sounds like he appeared not by the fact that it wasn't mentioned that a yaksha appeared, but that Yamaraj appeared in his original form as the king of death. By the way, rides on a buffalo. So that was already a multiple appearance. And here we should just recognize that Naivatsamacharajatu, that these are not ordinary people, demigods, very exalted demigods, yogis and devotees who expand themselves, and they expand themselves in different ways. They expand their potencies. Krishna expands unlimitedly, and yogis expand limitedly, and these other personalities have their own potencies, own ability. It's certainly factual that looking for Srimati Radharani's crown, here it is, when Vidura was present, he was also acting in other ways. Yamaraj was acting in other ways. But one way he wasn't acting is that he wasn't in his planet, Yamaloka. He was not in Pluto. Because Bhagavatam says that his assistant, Aryama, took over that role. So all these forms and potencies were there present within Vidura, who then appeared in Dharmakund as a yaksha, who appeared in his original form to Kunti. How is this all going on? Achintya Karuji Bhava. For us puny living entities, it's really hard to fathom it, to understand it. But we wonder by doing so and get to know the extraordinary potencies of Krishna and the Krishna universe and other different entities. Hare Krishna.